From Washington, this is VOA News. An airstrike Saturday in northern Afghanistan killed at least 19 people, including three children, at a hospital run by the charity Doctors Without Borders. 12 staff members are among the dead at the hospital in Kunduz after what the medical group described as a sustained bombing. Bart Jensens is the director of operations for the medical charity.
What we also know is much more details about what happened. We got detailed debriefing of our staff that have come to Kabul, and we know now that the whole attack has all the signatures of an attack by the coalition forces.
The U.S. military acknowledged that it did conduct a pre-dawn airstrike in the vicinity of an MSF medical facility. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter offered his thoughts and prayers to everyone affected and said a full investigation into the incident is underway. President Barack Obama said that he expected a full accounting of the circumstances surrounding the bombing, but he would wait for those results before making a judgment. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani expressed his deep sorrow over the killing and wounding of civilians. Russia says its warplanes bombed a terrorist stronghold and other targets in northern Syria on Saturday. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Lieutenant General Andrei Kartopolov described panic and desertion among Islamic State ranks. He said that nearly 600 mercenaries were fleeing the northern town of Raqqa. General Kartopolov said that Russia would continue and would intensify its airstrikes. The United States and its allies have condemned the air campaign, claiming that Moscow is using the offensive as a cover to prop up embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News.